This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back with hour number two of Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world on this, the last weekend of July. Can you believe that already? My first guest is joining us, and he is one funny guy. I tell you something, his comedy never grows old. Jeff Foxworthy will be here, then Tom Hurd will be calling in from jolly old England all across the pond. He is going to be hosting an episode of Shark Week, and the episode is called Cocaine Sharks. Oh boy, you got to hear this. Later on, Al Roker will be joining us on the show, and we'll chat about home loans on our lifestyle segment with Rob Cook. And that's all coming up the second hour with Ron Segi today. After a quick pause, we will be back with hour number two's first guest, my buddy Jeff Foxworthy. Welcome back. It's Ron Segi today, live nationwide and around the world.
When we first started, our next guest was with us several times. He's one busy, busy guy. He's one of the largest selling comedy recording artists in the history of comedy albums. Joining us right now is Jeff Foxworthy. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. Good to talk to you again.
It is great talking with you. And, you know, I must tell you, I cannot get enough of blue-collar comedy. I just, you know, I've watched these things over and over and over again. It's like a cult following for me.
It's one of the most fun things that I've ever been a part of. And people will say, are you going to do another one? And, you know, before we had ever done it, nobody knew who Ron and Larry were.
Right.
And now they're big stars and, you know, doing their headlining their own shows. And I keep telling, they don't want to split it four ways now, you know, because they're making money. And so I keep telling Larry, when you get the four-wheeler paid off, call me, and we will go back out and do this.
Well, he's from down here in Sanford,
oh,
right
yeah,
outside
definitely.
Of
Orlando. He's right down the street from you.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. In fact, I've asked him to come over and trim the lawn a couple of times, and he said he'd be more than happy to do that. But, you know, you're right, because you're the headliner of that group, but you've made those other guys stars, and I'm sure you've told them that on several occasions.
You know what? But when you're friends, and we were, and I think that's why that thing worked, is people could tell, you know, they know when you're faking it, that we were all buddies, and to see them, you know, be that successful, it just thrills me. It's like, yeah, I knew they were funny, and it's just kind of nice that people verified that.
Well, you know, Jeff, one of the things that is a testament to the comedy of that tour and to you personally is the fact that as many times as somebody watches those and knows the punchline, we all know that a song is one thing. You listen to a song because I like it, but once you hear the punchline, you kind of say, oh, I heard that before. Did you hear this joke before? The fact is that when you watch that show and you know it's coming, it's still funny.
That is the ultimate compliment, because as a singer, you know, you have five hit songs. You work the rest of your life.
That's right.
As a comic, you know, as soon as you do an album, you got to start rewriting because, like you said, people have heard it.
Yeah, I've always said that comedy is so much harder than saying, I'm a singer, okay? And when I go on stage and something doesn't go right, I just sing a bunch of songs so that you don't hear the deafening silence in between. But, you know, you guys are living and dying every 7 seconds.
Yeah, and you kind of start over every night. It's funny, I'm about to go into my 25th year of it, and it's the longer I've done it, the greater appreciation I have for it, because there's just not very many people that makes stand-up kind of their life's work, you know.
And you do it in a fashion that's good for the whole family. Now, I could go down this whole litany of things that you have done over your career, including the great You Might Be a Redneck If. I love the comment you made when one of the networks with their great mentality canceled one of your shows and said, you know, we think the routine is too Southern for a national network. And you said, have you ever heard me talk?
Yeah, I'm not faking this accent. I am from the South.
I was filming, I don't know, they had me in an extra someplace, and I was filming in this little restaurant in Kissimmee, Florida. This was maybe about 5 years ago, and it was on 192. And somebody said that you had owned that restaurant at one time. Is that true?
Yeah, at one time we tried to do a barbecue restaurant.
I'm
a barbecue nut, and, you know, I found out quickly that comedy is much more secure than the restaurant business.
Yes, better hours,
too. I'm not in that any longer, but I'm still a barbecue nut, and I still actually make barbecue sauces that they sell in, you know, Walmart and a lot of other places.
That's very cool. And, of course, you have the Blue Collar Comedy Radio, which airs on Sirius Radio. And do you also have a radio station, Joe?
Nope. Well, I've done a syndicated, like a country countdown show for almost 9 years now.
Yeah, I knew that.
Really countdown, and we're on like 250 stations every weekend. And
that's great.
I have such a great life. You know, I've never felt like I had a job, and yet you get to make people laugh. And
make a lot of money.
And do it in different ways, you know, because I love doing the fifth grader show, and then to be able to creatively kind of step out and take a chance on doing a children's book, which I've wanted to do for a long, long time. But, you know, I had read a lot of celebrity children's books, and I thought, boy, this isn't very good. This isn't what I want to do. And so you kind of set yourself up for, you know, for people to take a shot at you. And the response to this thing, it's just been so great. It's, you know, it's just like people loving on you. So,
well, is this book, and that's ringing for me right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's available in bookstores as we speak. Jeff Foxworthy, Dirt on My Shirt. I love this book, and it's a children's book, and I love it. But was it a springboard from Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Well, I had kind of, you know, I'm a dad first and foremost, so I'd always kind of made up silly little songs and poems and stuff for my kids. But when Fifth Grader started, all of a sudden I had an age group that had not been aware of who I was that knew who I was. And so my kids were like, Dad, do the kids book now. Do the kids book. And I thought it would be easy, and I sat down and started working on it, and I was, you know, 2 days in, I was like, no wonder Dr. Seuss was a big deal. This is hard.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right, because you have to think like a child.
And that's exactly what I had to do. I had to sit down and just kind of just write and write and regress, and I ended up throwing away 9 out of 10 things that I had written.
Really? See, my wife thinks I would be great at writing children's books because I have a mentality of a 4-year-old.
Well, and so do I, but, you know, there's... What appeals to a 35-year-old doesn't necessarily appeal to a 5. And so with my stand-up, I always just kind of trusted, hey, if I think it, if my wife says it, if my kids do it, surely we're not the only ones. And so when I set to do this, I thought, all right, from a 5-year-old, what every kid likes to play, every kid's got goofy relatives, every kid likes to pretend, and that's what I put into this. I mean, even down to the title thing, Dirt on My Shirt, because I was thinking when I was a kid, if at the end of the day, if you had dirt on your shirt and leaves in your hair and mud on your shoes, you had a good day.
It was a successful day.
Yeah, if your mother made you get undressed on the porch before you came in the house, you had a great day. and I didn't want it to be a big, long story. I thought about when my girls were little, the things that they didn't want to read once, but they wanted to read over and over again. It was those, you know, kind of silly little rhyming things, like Dr. Seuss.
It's funny because, you know, at the end of these shows or beginning of these drama series, they say the story might be similar, but the names are changed and all this other stuff. And that's what this book reminds me of. I have an Uncle Mo, an Uncle Keith, an Uncle Larry. I have these people in my family, and I'm reading it. I'm thinking to myself, I'm not a child, but I'm enjoying these poems. And the illustrations, they're really done very, very well.
You know what? I thought that this Steve Borkman illustrated the book.
Yeah.
And he's just terrific. But you know, with a kid, that's so much of it, is to have fun illustrations. There's one poem in there about what do you see when you look in the sky, or what do you see when you look up a tree, or what do you see when you look in the lake. And Steve went through and took everything that was in the poem and hid it in the illustration. And so, you know, when you're reading it to a kid, not only are they listening to you, they're finding the thing.
Yeah. For example, this poem, Pretend. I can almost relate to this as if I was 10 years old.
You know, and it's so interesting that you say that, because that's kind of what I made myself do. It's like, go back and be a kid. And it's like, okay, what did I do when I was a kid? And I would sit there in the bed and pretend
that
the bed was a fort.
Yeah, me too.
Or that it was a rocket ship, or that it was a cave. And so, you know, that's what I did. It's like, okay, write this from that age.
Yeah, you put a blanket over the top of the bed, and you kind of make it into a fort, and you kind of feel like you're protecting something important. And you reflected that in some of these.
Oh, well, thank you. It's... Yeah, of course, I sent one to Larry the Cable Guy, you know, because he has little kids now. And Larry's favorite, should be no surprise, it was, I love to splash and play and sing when I take my bath, but it's the bubbles that I make myself that always make me laugh. And Larry called me and goes, I don't care who you are. That's funny. That's funny.
And we've all been down that road before. This sounds like something that Larry would probably take to, like, maybe college or something.
Well, you know, that's why I had to put pictures in it, not only for the kids that couldn't read, but for the adults like Larry.
That is funny. You know, you are a survivor in this, Jeff, you know, with all of the success. But, you know, like everything in this business, there are sometimes that things just don't work out. You had a couple of sitcoms that didn't work. But you always got up, cleaned off that dirty shirt, and went right ahead, plugged away, and became a national phenomenon and a treasure to our country. You are one funny guy, Jeff.
Oh, you know what? And I feel so blessed that I've been able to, comics don't usually last long, and I've been doing this 25 years, and about the point when you think, well, maybe we're to the end of the road, then something like fifth grader comes along, and all of a sudden, you got something else that people like, and so it's a great life. I mean, I've just always loved what I've done, and it's allowed me so much time with my kids and my wife and my family, and they've always kind of been the priority, so I'm a lucky man.
Well, you're a lucky man, and you're a talented one, too. The book is called Dirt on My Shirt. It's penned by Jeff Foxworthy. You got to get this. It is a great piece of material. It really is. It's a fun book from a guy who's full of fun, and that's Jeff Foxworthy. Jeff, I'm looking forward to seeing you at the end of the month, and come back sooner than what you have in the past.
Okay, I promise you, Ron, I will. It's great talking to you.
Nice talking with you, Jeff.
Take care.
The great Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, man, thank you. It's good to talk to you again, Ron.
And you too, my friend. Jeff Foxworthy.
I want to remind everybody that you can visit our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com, and when you get to that site, you can hit an icon that says Listen Live, or you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. And there's another icon there that says Facebook. If you hit that, you and I could become friends on Facebook. There's more to come right here with Ron Segi Today.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. That's the music of the fabulous Backstreet Boys. But joining us in our studio right now is a friend of ours from the group for many years. Howie Duro is going to be here along with his sister Pollyanna. Hi, Howie. How are you? And Pollyanna, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you back on the program again, Howie.
All righty. How you doing?
Good. Hey. Pollyanna, thanks for joining us. I have to tell you, first of all, before we talk about any of the things that we're going to be talking about on the show, you absolutely, Howie, in your chosen field, have really busted all the barriers. I congratulate you. You guys are terrific.
Thank you. I knock on wood every day.
Sitting across the table from you is kind of like sitting across from Ringo and Paul McCartney when I was growing up. So
big shoes to fill.
You fill them marvelously, I want you to know. This is a family affair we got going on here, right?
Yes, exactly.
Is there a bit of family competition, Pollyanna?
Not at all. Actually, I tried to educate Howie since I got him started in this. No, I'm very, very, very proud of my brother. Fortunately enough, he's been able to help me as well. I just now finished touring with him on the Backstreet Boys in South America, Mexico, and all throughout.
How difficult is it to be the warm-up act? I mean, the opening, we call it the opening act, not the warm-up act. I had the opportunity one time of talking with Jackie Kahane, who was the comedian ahead of Elvis, and he said it was the toughest job in the world, you know?
Oh, no.
Is it?
No, I enjoyed it. I wasn't even nervous. I was telling my brother, I said, I'm a little nervous that I'm not nervous because it just feels too comfortable. But it was a lot of fun. Actually, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it.
Well, you are here for a reason, and that reason, I think, is outstanding. A lot of times in the music business, and not so much now as maybe 10, 15, certainly 20, 30 years ago, people in the business didn't want to say what their ideas were with regards to political things, and they didn't want to hang their hat on a charity, but you have done that, and for a very personal reason, too. Coming up this Friday night is a benefit for your sister, who passed away a couple of years ago, from lupus.
Yes, sir. Exactly. Yeah, we're very fortunate. The Dora Lupus Foundation was started, like you said, I lost a sister, Carolyn Cochran, to lupus at the age of 37.
Wow.
And she'd been dealing with complications for the past 15 years. And it was never a disease I thought would take her life. You know, I grew up with her constantly having the chronic cough, the swelling of the joints, the butterfly rash, you know, that is very common symptoms of when they go out in the sun. But never thought it was a disease that would actually take her life. And unfortunately did. Since then, instead of trying to, you know, look so down upon it, and you know, I tried to make it a negative into a positive. I talked to her doctor, actually approached me and said, you being who you are, you know, you could really make a difference with this disease possibly. You know, you going out there and talking about it. He says, I know you, as the Backstreet Boys, y'all do a lot of charity stuff with like Elton John's AIDS benefits, Sting's Save the Rainforest. Here in Orlando, we did for the tornado relief. It's just one of the things that, you know, we've been blessed so much every day with all the, you know, the fortune that the fans have given to us, that it's a good way for us to give back. And this here person, like you say, was something very close to my heart. And so we started up the Dora Lupus Foundation 2 years ago, and each year we're having an annual event, a variety show / auction is at Hard Rock Live, and I've called up a lot of great friends, like the Pointer Sisters, John Cicada, Aaron Carter, Barry Williams, the former, Greg Brady, as well as little Deborah Gibson, asked them to come about and to perform at this event, which I'll be hosting, everything from such great stuff as Elton John's personal glasses, as well as some seats to his musical, to great memorabilia stuff from sports, to a lot of great stuff. And that evening, she's going to be at SeaWorld's Port of Call as well. Polly and I are going to do the entertainment and do a little concert.
That's great.
A little Latin show.
It's one that Howie and I take on the road with us. We went last year to Argentina and Puerto Rico to raise money for the Lupus Foundation as well, and we're fortunate enough to be able to do the same show. It's a Latin show where Howie does a lot of cover tunes from various artists such as Ricky Martin, John Cicada, Mark Anthony, Santana, and I'm his opening act once again.
That's great.
And doing some of my original music, which is also Spanglish type Latin pop music.
I sense by talking to both of you that, Jen, I met other members of your family out in the waiting room there, that it's a close-knit family.
Totally.
This had to be devastating when this happened.
Yes,
it was.
How did you handle it? Obviously something that you saw coming, but as you mentioned, Howie, you didn't think it was to this magnitude.
Yeah, especially for me. I remember we had just come back from being over in Europe for about 3 years and had a lot of great success over there. It was just really starting to build up a lot, and we were fortunate to come back over to America at that time and start having some success here in our homeland. We had just won the night before our first MTV award, and it was on a natural high,
sure.
Just as high as I could be, you know, just glory and excitement here, you know, being at home. And my brother and my sister were both there, and unfortunately the next day my dad called and said that my sister Caroline had taken a turn for the worst. And it was unfortunate because I'd just seen her the month before and had a concert in her hometown in North Carolina, and would have never expected for a month later for her to be in this situation. And I went down to North Carolina, took some personal time off, and just told the guys it'd probably be a couple of days, just hopefully she'll have a, you know,
recoup
and everything, and, you know, I'd be back on tour. And unfortunately, she took a turn for the worse, and I lost her. And I literally went from the funeral to a plane and had to go over to Argentina to do a show.
Had to be tough. Is it hereditary?
It is in the genes. Yes, we have an aunt that actually died from family disease of lupus. And we're learning, like I say, every day ourselves more and more about the disease. We've connected up with some great research doctors in L.A., a woman by the name of Bev Hans, who works with the UCLA Research Center out there. And she's really educating us a lot on it. Like I said, to me, the way I understand it, when people ask me about it, I always try to explain to them that it's the closest thing I can relate to is AIDS, because everybody's always looking for some kind of disease.
Sure.
They can relate to.
Yeah.
Except for this disease is not sexually transmitted. It attacks the white blood cells, and unfortunately the body can't produce enough antibodies to fight off like the common cold.
Mm-hmm.
Or in this kind of situation, my sister had a chronic cough, and so she actually wasn't able to get enough oxygen to her lungs, and she actually died from pulmonary hypertension.
Is there anything that you can do as brother and sister to prevent happening to yourself?
Well, we ourselves, we get tested, and that's one of the biggest things that I'm trying to at least encourage people out there. If they may have not heard of the disease, or as long as they heard the word lupus, at least you start asking questions.
Sure.
Ask your doctor what it's about. What are some of the side effects? What are some of the, you know, symptoms? And just to maybe, you know, just to get tested, just like everything else out there.
And I assume that this is going to be the second of many, many events.
Yes.
People listening across the country right now and want to participate, how can they do it, Howie?
Well, we have a foundation, and we have a website. It's www.DarLupusFoundation.org, and we have a lot of chapters all over America that are starting to develop, and we get a lot of time people that come to us and say that, like, they'd actually like to put together different charity events for this. We have several walkathons that we do all across America. I just personally came back from Chicago just a couple of days ago, where some people up there put together a big bowl-a-thon that I was a part of. FAO Schwartz has joined together with me. We have a butterfly that they've put together in the stores for the Stars in the Wild, and which 50% of the proceeds are going to our foundation. So there's lots of things that people, if they can't per se come this weekend, if they'd like to join in some kind of help out by logging on to our website.
Get the information.
That's
from
great.
The website.
Like I said, we have the foundation is based out of Palm Bay.
I congratulate you on the great crusade that you've got going.
Thank you.
One of these days, I'd love to have you come back and talk about the music business.
There you go.
Sounds good.
Again, the web, www.DarLupusFoundation.org.
Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you.
Our very special guest on the show today is Howie Duro from Backstreet Boys and his sister Pollyanna. And if you get an opportunity to contribute to the Lupus Memorial, do so.
It's a great cause. And I'll be back with more on Ron Segi today.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Two people are in critical condition after shots were fired at a community outreach event Friday night in Seattle. Police say at least two suspects are being sought. Former President Trump is mocking fellow Republican presidential candidate Will Hurd, who said Trump was only running for president to stay out of prison, unquote. Trump responded on social media calling Hurd a, quote, little-known failed former congressman. At least eight dogs have died while being transported to a canine training facility in Indiana. More than a dozen German shepherds were being driven from the Chicago O'Hare International Airport when the air conditioning unit stopped working. The National Weather Service says some relief is on the way for the Midwest and Northeast as a cold front pushes south from Canada. That will set the stage for thunderstorms and milder temperatures across the region into next week. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the event you just tuned in, we are back. I'm Ron Seggi, live all across the USA and around the world. And our next guest has been a friend of mine for a lot of years, and it's always a great pleasure to have him on the show. He's a true broadcaster and really a very hard worker.
And I was just telling him, I said, you know, when he comes down to Universal to do his reports from Orlando, I always miss him because he gets there so early. He's an early morning riser, but I got to tell you something. He's one of the hardest working guys I know in this business. Joining us right now is my pal, Big Al Roker. Hi, Al.
Ron, how are you?
I'm doing good. You work tremendously long hours. I was telling my wife on the way into work today, I said, you know, you get up at, 4 o'clock in the morning, you're doing interviews, you're on the show, you're going here, you're going there. Hey, you're like the Energizer Bunny.
Well, you know, look, most people, and I mean this sincerely, I mean, I get up maybe a little earlier than most people, but when you think about it, most people have, unless you're blessed to work, like, really close to your job, most folks got to get up, they got to commute, they get in, they work. Work, they got to commute back home, then they got, you know, their kids, they got to get stuff going, homework, dinner. So, you know, I really got nothing to kick about because not only do I have that, but I have a job that I am so blessed to have. And you know, it takes me to places. You know, look, we've been to, just in the last year, China, the Olympics, all these different places, you know, just all these different things that I sometimes just pinch myself that I can't believe I'm getting to do this.
See, that's what's nice about you, Al, is that you really appreciate the success that you have enjoyed, because a lot of times people will get to a certain pinnacle, and you know this just as well, not better than I do, because you know you're around people of celebrity all the time, but you know the fact of the matter is some of these people really get to believe their press releases, if you will.
Well, it's too bad, because look, this is, and especially in this day and age and in this economy, you know, to have a great job that you love,
yes,
is really a blessing, you
yes.
know, and a rarity.
Yes.
So, you know, I really am, and I learned that from my dad. My dad was a bus driver, and he enjoyed what he did. You know, look, he was the American dream. He worked his way up through the ranks, became a management at the Transit Authority in New York City, and really enjoyed that. When he stopped enjoying it, when it wasn't fun anymore, he stopped.
Yeah. You told me that story once before, and I thought that was a fascinating story about that. I'd love to get up and drive a bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And you know what? It was, you know, I feel badly. I was just talking to my baby, quote, baby brother. I mean, he just turned 40. But no, actually, he's 37. He's going to kill me.
actually, he's 14.
I was going to say his wife turned 40. Of course, she probably didn't like that either. But anyway.
But I mean,
you know, we had, in a sense, we had two different dads. Because the guy I grew up with as our father was a bus driver. And, you know, he took me to the depot and all this stuff. My brother grew up with our father, who was an executive. And so the best he got to do was to go into an office.
Yeah.
You know, whereas I got to go into the depot and see the buses and the you know, it was one of these combinations. It was a depot and train yard.
Sure.
You know, and so, you know, I got to see the trains up on the lifts, and these engineers would take me in there and show me some, you know, so I think I had the better day.
Well, you know, it's funny because I have that same problem in my family. Okay, I'm the youngest of three brothers. My brothers are 10 and 12 years older than me. The father that they remember is the one that said, go out and cut the grass, go out and clean up the warehouse. The father that I remember gave me a little junior car to drive around, electric car, you know, took me on vacations. I knew a different one, you know.
Now, Al, you and I both know we could talk for hours about being in the broadcasting business, and you spent some time in a city that actually was born in Cleveland, Ohio, doing weather there and being on the air as a disc jockey. But I remember what you used to do on the weather in the morning on the Today Show when you used to say, it's coming up this
Sunday?
This Sunday.
But how do you say it?
That's right. I'm sorry. You know, Ron, you know, it's getting to the point, I think I'm getting to that age where, you know, I just kind of zone out. No, Sunday!
And Niagara Falls, too. We can't forget that bit.
I had both today.
I know you did.
Niagara Falls, slowly. You know, and of course, you have to be of a certain age to even appreciate that.
You know that my wife actually told me that Niagara Falls bit?
Oh, she did. Oh, gosh. You know, to this day, I mean, and it's what's great about our show is that the crew is as much a part of the show as everybody else. So, you know, I'll go Niagara, and then the crew will go, Niagara Falls, slowly. And we all recite it. Slowly I turn, step by step, inch by inch.
I love when they catch the cue on the Echo for Sunday, and only anyone I know that, you know, when you hear those old Sunday race car commercials, it was Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Well, that was the great thing, because what was great about it is that it's actually national, because I didn't know it from Cleveland. I knew it from here in New York City.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. It was Sunday, Sunday, National Speedway, English Town, New Jersey, Nitro Burning Funny Cars, Jungle Jim Lieberman, Dandy Don Landy. If you're near it, you'll hear it. Sunday! I mean, and it turns out there was one company producing all of those spots for different racetracks all across the country.
I didn't know that because...
So when I would do it, it really does have a national... Everybody growing up heard those, but in different parts of the country.
I didn't know that. It would be like probably in old Top 40 radio, there are a million radio stations that have the good guys.
That's right. Have that jingle package.
Yeah, that jingle package, right. Boy, you and I could go on forever and ever. The one I heard was Sunday, Sunday from beautiful Motor City Speedway.
That's right. You know, it's funny because I did a radio show for a little while in Cleveland when I was doing the weather there, and as a parting gift, they got me a shout, Al Roker.
Oh yeah, because that's what you. But you know what they used to do at the station I worked at? What they would actually turn around and do is that if they bought a jingle, this station was so cheap. If they bought a jingle, right, and you quit or they fired you, then they had somebody else come in and use your name so that wouldn't screw up the jingle.
Yeah. In fact, there was a. I love this. Here in New York, there was a radio station, 99X. It was like the first big FM adult contemporary radio station. And they had the morning drive shift. No matter who you were, you had to be the name for the newscaster. You were the name. You took that newscaster's name if you did that news shift. And I love the name. It was Hudson Rivers.
Hudson. Oh. Geez, that wasn't a radio name, huh? Hudson. It's like Buddy Diamond.
That's right.
There was like 9 million Dan Ryans doing the morning show at this one station because, you know, and one guy had an English accent, the other guy had a Southern accent, you know, so it didn't even make any difference. Oh, boy, you and I could go on for hours and hours and hours. What are you doing later on today?
Oh, man, just give me a holler.
Yeah. Al, again, could be seen at your local fast food restaurants. He's going to be doing two shows there. He'll be singing over at the Orleans and Vegas. He's everywhere.
Woo-hoo.
Well, you are everywhere. And, Al, thanks so much. It's always great when you're around. Give us a little bit of notice so I can meet you one morning when you're doing a gig from Universal.
Groovy. I sure will, Ron.
Okay.
Great weekend.
Thanks, Big Al.
All righty. Thanks, Ron.
My pal, Al Roker. Boy, I tell you, he is such a great guest.
Thanks, Ron. You take care.
You too, Al. These past 2 weeks, we have lost two singers in the world of music. Wednesday, Sinead O'Connor, the Irish singer, passed away at the age of 56. She left hits like Nothing Compares You, which was written and composed by Prince. She was nominated for 4 Grammy Awards in 1991. She boycotted the Grammys award ceremony, acknowledging that it's too much the commercial side of art. And, of course, she made headlines with an infamous appearance on Saturday Night Live, during which she tore up a photo of Pope John II after performing an a cappella version of War by Bob Marley. She then told the audience to fight the real enemy. Not a good career move for Sinead O'Connor. She lost her son to suicide in 2002. He was only 17 years old, and she for years struggled with mental health. She announced her retirement in 2021, only to reverse that retirement days later.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
Frank Sinatra called him the best singer. He said Tony Bennett was the only singer that interpreted the lyrics of a song the way the writer intended it. We lost the last of the legendary crooners last week with the death of Tony Bennett. He had been suffering with Alzheimer's disease for some time, but worked only up to a couple of years ago and had a new career with Lady Gaga. His hits were so many, his songs were million sellers, and his legacy will continue for many, many generations to come. Not only a singer, a great artist. And whether Tony was with a small combo or with a 50-piece orchestra, he never failed to turn the magic on when he sang with that voice. The last of the legendary crooners, Tony Bennett.
When I come home to you, San Francisco,
Gappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world. Earlier this year, 2023, the Discover Home Loans had a survey, and it really was shocking, okay, and not really good news, because interest rates continue to impact how Americans feel about moving or purchasing a new home. 42% of the residents said they no longer are looking to purchase a new home, and 21% say they're looking, but not as intently. And the survey also found that nearly 6 in 10 Americans, 59%, have chosen to postpone a home improvement project because of inflation. Here to discuss that issue is the Vice President and CMO of Discover Home Loans, Rob Cook. Hi, Rob. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Well, these are statistics that I'm sure not all Americans want to hear. How do you combat that? I mean, because it depends on who's in the White House, but you always hear things are great, things are great, things are not great.
What do we do to resolve this matter, and how can Discover Home Loans help us?
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, certainly the today's economy does have those twin challenges you mentioned in terms of rates that are higher than they were, and inflation, though it seems to be moderating, certainly has had an impact on people's budgets for sure, right? And so I think it's, really encourage people is, as you're thinking about sort of managing your finances on an ongoing basis and thinking about major decisions, is make sure you do your research and really think through your budget. And some of the expectations around your budget, probably have changed a bit, right? I think, rise in interest rates was really driven by inflation. That has had an impact in terms of how much payment you may make on a monthly basis in terms of your existing debt obligations, right? Because if some people have variable rate interest rate debt, as rates go up, their monthly payments go up as well. And that's going to have an impact in terms of how much money you have available. And then, of course, you go to the grocery store, then the prices you're paying potentially might be higher than they were this time last year, right? So you're getting sort of hit on both sides, right? And that's something you need to be smart about in terms of how you want to manage your way through.
This may be an unfair question, Rob, but is it better to look for a new home? I'm sure this is very subjective. Or maybe take out an equity to improve your existing home. And, of course, that has got to change on a case-by-case study, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are facing that very question, right? And actually, in our survey, 80% of people would actually prefer to renovate their existing home than to go out and buy a new home, right? And one thing to consider about buying a new home is that, and again, it definitely makes sense for a lot of people in terms of, job change or when family circumstances may drive you to need for a bigger home. But even if you were to move to a home with the same mortgage amount, that monthly payment that you're going to have on that mortgage is going to be 50% higher than it would have been if you bought a home 18 months ago, right? So you really need to refactor in terms of what is your budget and how much available money you have for your housing expenses on an ongoing basis.
Let me ask you a hypothetical. Well, actually, it shouldn't be a hypothetical because I know people that do this. If you had a windfall, is it better off to pay off your mortgage? And then things that you would want, like even a car purchase, could you not take out a home equity loan, stretch it out over a further period of time, pay it off with no prepayment penalty, and still be able to buy an automobile that you wouldn't be making a large monthly payment on because you're stretching it out and it's supported by the mortgage that you paid off?
Yeah, no, certainly that's one way, there's a variety of ways. One thing that's nice about a home equity loan is that, you get the money in a lump sum and then you can decide, in terms of how you want to use it. And one of those ways is if you have a major purchase or if you have like a wedding or something you want to finance, these are things that, people can use those funds for. One of the ways I think a really attractive option for people is think about consolidating the debt they have today, right? Because if you have a lot of debt outstanding, which many Americans do, some of those debts are variable rate. And so as rates have gone up, your monthly payments has gone up as well.
Sure.
So using a home equity loan is a really nice way to sort of refinance that debt at a lower rate, because a home equity loan is backed by your home. It's going to be a rate lower than better financial alternatives, and lower your monthly payments and give you more money to spend for everyday expenses or to make other investments that you want to make in your home.
Discover Home Loans has a equity loan. It's called a closed-end second mortgage. What is that exactly?
Right. So a closed-end mortgage means that there is a defined sort of period in terms of you got to amortize your loan over and pay. So if you make monthly payments, you're going to have, one, it's a fixed rate, so you don't have to worry about sort of rate fluctuations that are going to occur in the future. You're certain in terms of what your monthly payment is going to be, and you're able to pay that down over time. And as you mentioned, you can do so in a way that you don't have to trigger sort of prepayment penalties and the like. So if, 4 years from now, you're able to pay that off, you can, without having any additional fees.
Good. What is your opinion, and I know probably this isn't maybe the platform to talk about it, but just on the surface of these reverse mortgages?
I would be very cautious about reverse mortgages, right?
Yeah.
Because, you're basically, you're putting yourself in a situation where, those products, and they're complicated products, right? I don't know the ins and outs of all of them in terms of, but you know, you're basically you're capping your ability to sort of benefit from the future home appreciation of your home.
Right.
If you don't do it carefully, you could be in a situation where, because really think about it, the equity you have in your home is a fantastic asset for you to have, right? And if you do a reverse mortgage, you're kind of giving that up to a large degree.
Yeah.
And that could really hurt you over the long term, right? And so I think if you are having challenges with your expenses, I would look first to a debt consolidation, because in a lot of cases, that's going to be a more responsible way to sort of manage your finances over the near and longer term.
The only thing I see as an advantage for that is if you have no family. I mean, if you're totally by yourself and, you know, you're just going to live it out for 5, 10, 15 years and forget about it because you have nobody to give it to or any reason to, you know, to move on to another house or another investment of some sort. Listening to our voices right now, Rob, what would somebody do? What's their first step? Do they call you, or not necessarily you, but of course, Discover Homes Loans?
Yeah, so I think the first thing people should do is, one, understand your own finances, right? Understand what your budget looks like. And the other thing I would do is do your research, right? You want to see what financing options are available to you. You can go to our website, discoverhomeloans.com, and you can learn more about how different financing options may impact your budget. You know, I mentioned debt consolidation. We have a tool there where you could sort of put in your existing debt and then see what a home equity loan or other financing options do in terms of how that will change your monthly payments and how that may improve your finances. And we all have sorts of articles and tips for homeowners as well. And I think as people think about in terms of deciding which provider to get loan options from, I really encourage people to do the research there as well and make sure you work with a company that you trust and that's going to give you information that's clear and transparent so you can make the most informed decision going forward.
Great advice. I hope that you join us again when maybe the economy improves or even doesn't improve so we can get an update on what to do. But great information, and I really appreciate you being on the show today. And the website again, Rob, is?
DiscoverHomeLoans.com.
Rob, thank you for joining us, and I look forward to your return, okay?
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Vice President and CMO of Discover Home Loans, Rob Cook. Great information in an environment right now that is kind of dicey, and ways to really improve your status, especially when it comes to home mortgages. And there's more to come with Rob.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On the last weekend of the month, that's a wrap. Want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and our guests include from the Smothers Brothers, Dick Smothers, actor, singer, game show host John Davidson, stars of Chicago Fire, Kara Kilmer, Miranda Ray Mayo, comedian Jeff Foxworthy, Tom Hurd on the Discovery Channel, Al Roker, and Rob Cook. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we'll do it again live, nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy Today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.